Aircheckdownloads.com.
Jazz FM 100.4, traffic and travel now at AA Vodafone Roadwatch. A56 Rottenstall Junction, A682, 1152 the low, 1355 the high, right across the region. More with AA Vodafone Roadwatch on Jazz FM 100.4 with Robin Ross on Drive Time this afternoon. Jazz FM 100.4, Brenda Russell and Catch On. We're just talking about toilet paper, apropos of fax paper, and because it's not dissimilar to the old sort of ISIL stuff, really. So, I mean, you could actually use it again. You could roll it back up and use it again. Could it? And we're just saying, do they still make Bronco? You know, I'm not sure what they do. It doesn't really matter whether they do or not, but I just wonder whether they did or not, because it's a sort of known name without... I'd never know anyone that's got it anymore. Or indeed ISIL. Do they still do ISIL toilet paper? And Mr. ISIL will probably be on the phone now. Goodbye. Yes, of course we still do ISIL toilet paper. We're big in toilets. Big in jazz tonight at the Wirral, Atlanta Roots, the Grange Country Club, Liverpool Road, Thornton Huff. Starts at 9, admission £2.50, whether they have Bronco, Isle or other, I don't know, but you can sure it'll be a comfortable night down there. Wigan, Blue Delighter at Frankie and Benny's, Robin Park, starts at 8. Manchester, the Wabash Jazzmen at the Didsbury Cricket Club, Wilmslow Road, Didsbury, starts at 8, admission is £3. In Cheshire, the jazz guitar duo Trevor Owen and Andy Hume, they're out working most nights, aren't they? Must be rolling in it by now. The Cake Bread Cafe, Lower Hill Gate, in Stockport, starts at 7.30. Admission is free. Cheshire, dinner jazz with the Guy Porteous Trio at the Belfry Hotel, Hanforth, Wilmslow. That starts at 8 o'clock. And at Accrington, Route 66 at the George Hotel, Blackburn Road, starts at 8. And admission is free. Far cry from the old Accrington Majestic, eh? It's 24 minutes past 9. This is Jazz FM 100.4. Kim Waters and Secrets Told on Jazz FM 100.4, smooth jazz and the soul of the Northwest. It's 28 minutes past 9, and in a wee while, we play again for the fourth pair of tickets for Manchester United versus Southampton. You'll be taken there by coach, and you will eat at the wonderful Japanese restaurant Teppanyaki, who organise all the corporate packaging. They've put the whole thing together, so you have a great meal there, whisked away in the coach, and a terrific match, and the evening is still free. What more could you want? So we play again in 3 or 4 minutes. Jazz FM 100.4, smooth jazz and the soul of the Northwest. It is 29 minutes to 10.
If that sounds like your analog private two-way radio.
In the shower with Mike Reed. Breakfast on Jazz FM 100.4.
Hang on in there, baby. Johnny Bristol. Danced to that a million times. Badly, it has to be said. But danced to it a million times. So has Joanne Carey, no doubt. Morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
I bet you've danced to that a lot, haven't you?
Once or twice.
And George McRae's Rock Your Baby.
Oh, every night.
I'll bet you have. Van McCoy's The Hustle.
Every now and again. You do the bump to that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, what's your sort of music, apart from listening to smooth jazz and a bit of soul and what have you? What did you grow up on? What was the music that caught fire as a teenager for you?
Nice bit of Take That, nice bit of all that kind of boy band.
Yeah.
I'm only a young girl.
So you're a boy band fan?
Of course. Any boys?
I thought about joining one. Well, I really did.
It's
interesting, but when I was younger, you did records and they did all this pose. It was dreadful because remember the photographer would say, just moisten your lips a bit, love, just moisten your lips. This is obviously what they do. It's absolutely hilarious when you look back at photographs of yourself, trying to be a young pop star. Very, very funny. Very funny. And a variety of very surprising and intriguing haircuts as well. If you could call them haircuts, in fact. So, what about, do you like the new style, like the shaved head look, or do you like a bit of hair on there?
Bald is best.
You like bald?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not naturally bald, shaved.
Shaved bald?
Yeah.
But it doesn't suit everybody. You've got to have a particularly good face, haven't you?
Yeah, to shave.
You've got to have a very good face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what about bald women? It's a growing trend?
I hope not. I don't think my head's such a great shape.
But you like bald men?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Even if it doesn't quite suit them? Is it a sort of macho look you like, or what? Is it?
Yeah, a bit rough and a bit ready.
Oh, dear. Yeah, shave my head immediately.
Go on.
So, Joanne, we got a really stinky question for you, which you're not going to get, of course.
No.
Okay. Now, Kirin Beer is the largest brewer in Japan. So, you say you go to a teppanyaki restaurant. Say, for example, you won.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know you're not going to, but say, for example, you won.
Yeah.
All right. They give you a nice glass of Kirin Beer to go with your meal. Okay. They're the largest brewer in Japan. On the label, would you see a samurai warrior, a dragon, a pagoda, or a panda? Or after you've had several of them, two pandas, two pagodas, two dragons, and a bunch of samurai warriors all waving at you. So, which one would you like to eliminate? Samurai warrior. Can't even say it. Samurai warrior. I've already had a couple, you know. Samurai warrior, dragon, pagoda, or panda.
I'll get rid of the panda, please.
You eliminate the panda. All right, so it leaves you the samurai warrior, the dragon, and the pagoda.
The pagoda.
Okay, you're absolutely right. One of these two is the correct answer. On the front, you will see a samurai warrior or a dragon.
I think I'd see a dragon on it, so I'll get rid of the samurai warrior.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, fantastic.
You are absolutely right.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Exactly. If there was just one part to that question, you'd have done brilliantly. However, here comes the second part to the question, Joanne.
Great.
I thought you'd get away with that. Teppanyaki. Okay, teppanyaki, the restaurant, it's in Chinatown, it's in George Street.
Mm-hmm.
Teppanyaki means what? Cooking on a hot plate. I'm going to do these because I've got them here. Cooking on a hot plate, eating with friends, appreciating your food, or singing while you eat. Teppanyaki, which are you going to get rid of?
Singing while you eat.
I knew you would. Three left, one of them is right. Cooking on a hot plate, eating with friends, or appreciating your food.
Appreciating your food.
Here's another one to get rid of. So, you're left with one of the right answers here. It's either cooking on a hot plate or eating with friends.
I'll go for get rid of cooking on a hot plate.
No, don't get rid of that one.
No,
keep that
no,
one.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd say
given
that...
Given the choice, you keep that one.
Yeah, I'd definitely keep that and I'd get rid of
absolutely.
Eating with friends.
Okay, well, you've weaved your way through the minefield, through the labyrinth of problems I've set you, and a pair of tickets for Manchester United Southampton coming to you.
Fantastic, I'll cancel the overtime.
You say what?
I'll cancel my overtime.
Oh, cancel the overtime.
Yeah.
And you have a nice Japanese meal at teppanyaki. Now, which bald guy are you taking with you?
I'm going to go and find one this evening.
Oh, where are you looking? They might have some down at teppanyaki.
Yeah, they might do.
If I said teppanyaki means cooking on a hot plate, a shaved head, you'd have gone for the shaved head, wouldn't you?
Yeah, practically.
Oh, look, teppanyaki. Yeah.
I would have done, yeah.
So you've got to find someone tonight.
I don't know. I'm sure once my friends find out, I might have a few bribes on the way.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Seven bribes for seven brothers. Yeah, I think so, yes. So, yes, there'll be a bit of bribing going on. I'm sure you'll find someone this evening.
Brilliant.
You'll be on the wanted list tonight now, won't you?
I hope so.
All the guys that normally ignore you will be coming up. Sorry, mate. Yeah, just too late now.
Right. Yeah, that rhymes as well.
Well, yeah, it does. Well, we'll be watching. We'll have our spies down there tomorrow to see who you turn up with.
Thank you very much.
All right. Look who she's brought with. She doesn't know him. Hardly knows the bloke. Okay, we were just about to call you Kirin then. Joanne, you're almost Kirin. How do you spell your surname?
K-E-A-R-Y.
So you're almost Kirin Beer, aren't you?
I can be if you want.
You could be on the label.
Should be.
Joanne, we'll call you after the programme and sort out your tickets for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Joanne. She'll be down at the match tomorrow and also eating, cooking on a hot plate, teppanyaki down in George Street. 17 minutes to 10. This is Jazz FM 100.4.
Waking up to a new day. Smooth jazz and soul. And Mike Reed on Jazz FM 100.4.
Aircheckdownloads.com.